Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
The vacant property refurbishment grant was launched in July of 2022 with the aim of helping turn derelict properties into homes. According to the most recent census, there are over 163,000 vacant properties in Ireland. But the effectiveness of this scheme has been called into question because by the end of last year, 2023, only 100 grant payments have been drawn down. Well, Maura Fay, our reporter, has been looking into all of this and is here now. Hello, Maura.
Hi, Claire.
So there has been an increase in the level of interest in the vacant property refurbishment scheme this year in 2024.
There has, Claire. So just to explain how this particular grant works, it's also known as the Croí Cónaithe scheme. It offers a grant of up to €50,000 for properties that have been vacant for 2 years or more prior to application. And if the property has been derelict, you can apply for a top-up grant of €20,000. So that's a €70,000 grant where you're bringing a derelict building into use as a house or rental property. In the recent budget, €80 million in funding was allocated to the scheme. And the Department of Housing has said that so far this year, over 760 grants have been paid out under it. Since the scheme's launch, over 10,000 applications for it have been received, and of those, 6,700 applications have been approved. So that means of the approved grants, just under 13% have been paid. So interest in the scheme is picking up, but there remains a couple of criticisms of it from some quarters. Opposition politicians have frequently cited unease with the fact that the grant is only paid out after the work is completed. So you have to have the funds to finance the work yourself prior to commencing the build. And also, it has to be done within a 13-month time frame, which can be challenging if there's a lot of building work to be done. So I've been speaking to people who've been approved for the full €70,000 grant and getting their views on it. First up is Jill Levy, who is 29 and from Carlstown in Westmeath. Last June, she bought the building which served as the national school in Carlstown from 1932 up until 2008. And since then, it's been derelict. I met with her last Friday when work had just begun on converting the former school into her forever home. And I asked her what was her experience of availing of the scheme.
Well, in my experience, I actually had a very seamless experience with it. So I was just having a look back earlier on my emails, and I had applied for the grant, I think, around the 12th of August, sorry. And I had my first inspection, and the vacant homes officer came out on the 21st of August. So it was a very quick turnaround for me. And then I got my approval shortly after that. So I kind of put together a fairly comprehensive application, and I'd read all the guidelines because there's good guidance on it, I found online, kind of checklists and stuff to make sure that you have everything attached. The only challenge I came across was that I had to prove that it was exempt from local property tax, and I'd kind of written my own little paragraph about that, but I think I actually had to get revenue confirmation that it was all up to date. So I had to go back to revenue and get that extra confirmation, but other than that, everything was seamless, and I had no problems with it.
Would you be able to complete this building project, do you think, if you weren't able to avail of the vacant property scheme?
To be honest, I don't think I would have even considered it if the vacant property scheme wasn't there. You know, I think that was one of the, the key things that encouraged me to kind of look at it and consider it as, a forever home. I know my dad was actually looking at it before I was interested in it, and he was, open to buying it himself for whatever reason, So I think if it wasn't for the derelict building grant, I probably wouldn't, because I was looking for kind of a property in Dublin at the time, and I was bringing him around to viewings to show him various tiny homes that I found in Dublin within my budget. So I think getting the additional 70,000 on top of that, and obviously then the help to buy, which I wouldn't have been able to avail of on a second-hand property in Dublin, I think that definitely encouraged me to take this on and to, gave my budget the boost it needed, really, for me to think that, I could make something beautiful of this and yeah, just a little bit of a fallback, because I definitely, I probably financially would have been able to do it without the scheme, but it definitely gives me a nice cushion to, maximise its potential and really make it something special.
So that's Jill, Jill Levy. She had a fairly positive experience so far. Who else have you been talking to, Maura?
I've been speaking to Jennifer Ryle, who is 38, and she is renovating a property that's been derelict for 16 years in Watergrass Hill in North Cork. Work on her house started during the summer, and she's hoping to be living in the property by next July. She's financing her build through the proceeds of the sale of a house she previously owned, savings, a mortgage, and a family member has given her a loan, which she will repay once she's able to finally draw down the vacant property grant. She says the scheme is easy to navigate, but she would like to see some tweaks to it.
For my property, the 70,000 is like, it's very, very much appreciated, but like I'm going to end up spending closer to about 370,000-380,000 by the time I'm finished. But that's mainly because my extension is like, so the property, the derelict cottage was 42 square meters. And like the finished property is going to be 180 square meters. So like the majority of it is extension. So it's going to, yeah, it'll be a lot bigger. But I think one of the main restrictions for people is that you have to have the money before you can do it. Like, and I'm in a lucky position. I was able to get a loan from family, you know, until I can get the payout in, when's my time up next July, I think is my 13 months up. But it's definitely restricting, because if you already have a mortgage, if you go to a lending institution, there's no guarantee that they're going to give you a loan, be it for 50,000 or 70,000. For the grant. And I think that definitely is restricting for people that you, and that everything has to be fully complete before you can claim it back. I think it should be paid out in stages, that like if you've proved that you've spent, I don't know, 20,000 or even half of it, 35,000 or whatever, that, and you have your receipts and everything for that to prove you can pay that, that you can get that back, and then you kind of have that funding for the next bit. Because €70,000 or €50,000, if you're doing the, you know, the non-derelict part, it's a huge chunk of money to have to come up with if you don't have it. And definitely I'm not too sure why the 13-month restriction is there. It seems a bit limiting to me, especially with building now, because it's so hard to get builders in, to get them to come when they say they'll come. Maybe it's different in different parts of the country, but everything just takes time. Do you know, if you ask anybody, 12 months to do a house is a very would be seen as a very tight and short period, or 13 months, whatever, short period of time. But yeah, if that could be extended, and if it could be staged payments, I think there would be more people available, definitely, in my opinion anyway.
So that's Jennifer, and she was able to get a loan from a family member, which she's going to pay back when she gets the vacant home grants. And we know that not everybody can do that. So what's the advice to people who are thinking of applying for the grant to bring a derelict property into use as a home?
I spoke to mortgage broker Michael Dowling about that. He's had a lot of clients who've availed of the scheme, and here's what he had to say.
But the very first piece of advice is sit down and get advice from your architect or your surveyor around the actual cost of the works involved. Then you need to talk to a builder, because obviously they're the ones who are going to be doing the work. And you need to be very conscious that it's very difficult to get builders in the current environment. The second factor is builders generally have a time frame in which their quote is valid. So they're not going to give you a quote today and you come back to in 12 months time and say, oh, I'm ready to do that work now. They're going, well, hold on, I quoted 12 months ago when the price of cement or wood or the raw materials were different. So you do need to be very conscious of that the pricing needs to be agreed within a reasonable time frame with the builder. And the other very important thing that catches people out is the work has to be done within 13 months. Now, again, that has caused problems for clients of mine in that they just literally within those timeframes, they haven't been able to get the pricing agreed, engage a builder, get the work done. And then most importantly, the work has to be signed off by the local authority. And each local authority has its own personnel who, while working under the umbrella of the scheme and how it operates, but again, I've seen different opinions and different standards set by different local authorities. And that in itself can cause difficulty for prospective parties who use this facility, in that it's not approved in time during that 13-month window. So again, I think that's a very tight time frame to have all of that work prepped, agreed, a builder engaged, the work done, and then you're relying on the local authority to come out and their officials to approve the work. So that's another flaw in the scheme. You do need more than 13 months, in my opinion, to do all of that work. So there's, as I say, it's well intentioned. It's a good initiative, but it needs a number of tweaks to really make it viable and feasible for those who want to benefit from investing in a derelict or vacant property.
So tweaks are needed, says Michael Dowling there. So what does the Department of Housing have to say about that, Maura?
A spokesperson for the department said the scheme has been designed in such a way to be as concise and time efficient as possible. Given the need to protect Exchequer funding, it is entirely reasonable that the grant cannot be paid up front without providing proof of works completed. Again, in attempting to be as time efficient as possible, the home is inspected once at the beginning of the process and once at the end of the process. And also on the timeline, they say that the timeline was reduced in the scheme in May 2023 from 18 months to 13 months for all new applicants to complete the works to encourage the refurbishment of vacant and derelict properties being brought back into use as homes in a timely manner. Vacant homes officers can, at their discretion, grant an extension to this timeline.
All right, okay, so there is some discretion there. Maura, thank you very much. That's Maura Fay.